This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari initiative at Surat in Gujarat today through video conferencing. The initiative aligns with ongoing Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain campaign, reinforcing Mr. Modi's vision of collaborative water management to ensure long-term water security. The initiative seeks to mobilize citizens, local bodies, industries and stakeholders in Gujarat to implement rainwater harvesting structures. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that floods in Andhra Pradesh damaged crops in 1.8 lakh hectares and affected about 2 lakh farmers as per initial estimates. He said crops have suffered a lot of damage, especially flowers and turmeric. Mr. Chauhan is on a two-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Telangana to assess the flood situation. The Agriculture Minister assured of all help to the rurals from the central government after completing the assessment of damages. He said assessment process has begun and NDRF teams and Agriculture Department officials are evaluating the damages. Agriculture Minister said central government will assist in restoring normalcy and providing compensation for damaged crops and household goods. Today, Mr. Chauhan is scheduled to visit flood-affected Khammam district and other areas of Telangana. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has described Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Brunei and Singapore as a pivotal moment in India's Act East policy. In a post on social media X, Dr. Jaishankar said the visit is seen as deepening of diplomatic and economic ties with both Southeast Asian nations. A major development from the visit was the elevation of India-Brunei relations to an enhanced partnership. This marked the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. In Singapore, one of the highlights of Mr. Modi's visit was his tour of a semiconductor testing facility, reflecting the growing importance of technology and innovation in the partnership. Information and Broadcasting Minister and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw held meeting with Minister for Digital Transformation of Japan Taro Kono in Tokyo to discuss strengthening India-Japan digital ties. The two leaders explored avenues for collaboration and innovation in the digital landscape, focusing on futuristic technological advancements. Earlier, Mr. Vaishnaw had meeting with Special Advisor to the Prime Minister of Japan, Masafumi Mori, for a comprehensive discussion on the current state and future trajectory of the India-Japan strategic partnership. The Bharatiya Janata Party has named 40 star campaigners for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Prominent among them are Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President JP Nadda, and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. The second phase of assembly elections in the Union Territory will be held on the 25th of this month. Several BJP heavyweights such as Union Ministers Nitin Gadkari, Manohar Lal Khattar, G. Kishan Reddy, Jitendra Singh and Shivraj Singh Chauhan are also among the party's star campaigners. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that India, Brazil and China can act as mediators in potential peace talks over Ukraine crisis. Addressing the plenary session of the Eastern Economic Forum, EEF, Russian President said leaders of India, Brazil and China are making a sincere effort to contribute to resolving the situation in Ukraine. Mr. Putin said he is in constant touch with India, China and Brazil over Ukraine conflict as these countries are sincerely seeking to resolve all issues surrounding the conflict. Mr. Putin's statement comes months after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Moscow and the recent visit to Ukraine, where he reiterated India's stance on the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine and stated that India has always been on the side of peace. At the Paris Paralympics 2024, Kapil Parmar clinched bronze in the Para Judo Men's J1 60kg event yesterday by beating Elielton de Oliveira of Brazil 10-0 via an epon. This is India's first ever Paralympic medal in judo. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the bronze medalist. Today, on the ninth day of the Games, Indian athletes will aim the top spots in athletics and powerlifting. Hunter Biden, son of the U.S. President Joe Biden, has pleaded guilty to all the 9 charges of federal tax evasion case. Earlier, Hunter Biden had denied allegations that he intentionally avoided paying $1.4 million in income tax from 2016 to 19. According to media, Judge Mark Scarsi said that in pleading guilty, Biden faces a maximum penalty of 15 years in prison and fines ranging from $0.5 million to $1 million. And with that, we end this news bulletin.